USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Votes are still being counted in the presidential election, but Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is confident American national security won't be affected.
I'm very confident that we will do all the things that are necessary to make sure that the government, the United States government, will continue to perform its national security function as we go forward.
Regarding the election, Pompeo says we need to let the election process run its course.
The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly.
The Trump campaign has called on Georgia's top election official to take steps related to the planned vote recount to ensure confidence in our electoral process, including verifying voter eligibility and a full hand count of all ballots. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Obamacare is in front of the U.S. Supreme Court once again. Justices taking up another case today involving the decade-old law that now doesn't have a penalty for refusing to buy insurance. Congress got rid of that penalty 3 years ago. Many Americans are wishing a happy birthday to this group of Americans who answered the nation's call, no matter the crisis.
United States Marine Corps turns 245 years old today. Hoorah! Happy birthday, Marine. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Regarding the Marines, Ronald Reagan once said, some people spend an entire lifetime wondering if they made a difference in the world, but Marines don't have that problem. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As votes continue to be counted and the election results are still unclear, one of the things we keep hearing about is a mask mandate if Joe Biden earns enough electoral votes to be president. Biden saying he plans to work with governors and mayors on a mask mandate. Regarding mask mandates, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire says,
we start talking about universal mandates, specifically mask wearing, and while I understand the concept behind that, I think the overall message needs to be just an encouragement of wearing masks. That's what we see in countries across the globe. It's not draconian measures. It is just an overall recommendation and really an understanding of why it is important to do that. When you start seeing governors, say like in New Jersey right now, where they are still halting in-person teaching for children in a lot of places in the public schools, but yet they are allowing other things, it starts having people questioning if people are really following the science.
The first rankings of the men's college basketball season are here.
For the first time in the school's history, Gonzaga sits atop college basketball's preseason top 25 poll. The Bulldogs start the season inside the top 10 for the third straight season and pulled in 28 first-place votes. Baylor is a close number two with 24 first-place votes. Villanova, Virginia, and Iowa round out the top five. Kansas comes in at six and Wisconsin at seven, with Illinois, Duke, and Kentucky completing the top 10. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.